Well, Luke, firstly out, a win, I suppose, as the old saying goes, a good beginning is half the battle.
Yeah, look, it was nice to win, but the most important thing for me was getting, first of all, getting out, getting started in competitive action, and then, you know, seeing where we were at, and, you know, we did well for long periods and we have things to work on, but it's definitely nice to start the competitive season.
Yeah. Overall, the performance, what did you make of it?
You know, I thought for 45 minutes we completely controlled the game, and then we you know, there's a period of probably the 45th minute to the 55th minute where they took over, and, you know, I thought we were against the cosh, and there was certain decisions in that period I thought I was very disappointed with. You know, we left three or four scores out there, and then we actually ended up, you know, from that result then they were going up the pitch and we were conceding soft frees as well, so definitely wouldn't be happy with that there, but was very happy the last couple of minutes where the boys dug in, because, you know, it would have been very easy for them. Momentum carrying is particularly at underage, momentum carrying Tyrone, they could have seen it out, so I was happy with that.
Yeah, another big performance, as you say there, especially in the forward line, all over the field, but obviously Shane Callaghan, 4 points, Conor McCahill at full forward, shows very great promise.
They're great lads, they're mad keen to learn, and the big thing as well too, Tom, they want to be here, they want to play for Donegal, and that's what they want to do, so it makes our job a lot easier. You know, they're coming to training, they're bouncing every night, and they're mad keen to learn, but listen, they know that there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows in intercounty football, and they know that there's going to be men like, you know, are they going to get that space if we play Tyrone in the championship down the line? Probably not, so they're going to have to learn to deal with that too, but yeah. Overall they were.
Would it be fair to say that this is probably the biggest and strongest physically Donegal under 17 team I've seen in a while, or maybe seen?
Well, look, if you look at it there, some of these guys started at 14, some of them 15 with the academy process, and you can see that they've done a lot of work. We've done a fair bit of gym work over the last while as well, something we targeted early on. We felt over the last couple of years we were just, I wouldn't say last year we came short from physicality, but you're always trying to look for the extra percentages to see where you can do it. If you look at it again, albeit we are reasonably well conditioned in terms of physicality, I thought Tyrone are again another step ahead as well in that regard, so they are. But now look, these boys have committed to the process that Carl had started, and they're we're starting to see that come through now, you know.
Well, of course, they've been there a year or two before as well with under 14 development, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they've been here there since the process started, kind of Conor McCahill particularly, that kind of Owen Gallagher, Finn McGinty, those guys were there at the very, very start of it. They're coming, obviously they're under 16, and then you've got a few under 17s as well through that. But no, look, you can see that they're doing the work, and that's important.
Yeah. Are you at full strength, or are you nearly, or anybody to come in, or anybody missing, or?
Well, there's a couple of guys there that haven't trained the last couple of weeks, so they didn't play, you know, like you look at last year, Owen Scott particularly is somebody to come back in as well. But look, the guys are there and they're training, and the big thing that we're trying to do is that if you're committed to training and you're committed to playing well in training, you're going to get an opportunity, and that was the case today, and some of the boys who have been training well have got an opportunity, played well today, and they'll, you know, they'll keep the jersey for next
week. It's going to be a hectic few weeks, it's going to be a hectic few months actually, isn't it?
That's just saying there, it's going to be, I think it's eight games, minimum of 8 games before you get into a championship quarter final this year, so it's massive. It lays a wee bit of a less importance in the league, but again, these guys are training hard the last 6 or 7 weeks, so they're mad to get playing competitive football, so for them in their regard, it's great. So
yeah, and Fermanagh next week, is it?
Fermanagh next week, yeah. So listen, I don't really know much about Fermanagh, I don't really know much about, but we've kind of decided, particularly with the league this year, we're not going to focus anything on the opposition, we're going to focus on ourselves, and we're going to try and get ourselves our own house in order, and that's the way we're going to approach it.